Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special Swiss for our morning Rosh Hashivik and Mishmas. Our sister Basu Shuma, Rosh Chan, 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 And we're going to be learning Ritz Hashem, Shir Psicha, an opening Shir for Parakheskas Habatim regarding Cheskas Maman. Based in the Torah of Moreno Agoin, the Abba Vermezetzel, the Machlekes and the Mepharshim, about the Gedra of Cheskas Maman, the Levosh, and Reish Samach Vov, writes, That if somebody is made in the Beis Din, and then afterward the Eidim come and say that he was over an Aveira, and we don't know when he was over the Aveira, we establish him with his Cheskes Kashrus, and we say that now he became Pasul, and the Eidus that he was made is Kashrus, that he became Pasul afterwards. After the Eidus Rektik says, Simon Lamed Dalet, Sif Kotten Hey, how is that different than a mikvah Shinimda, Jinim Shimzel, Vinimzel Chatzer? You measured a mikvah and you found it doesn't have the requisite 40 saw. And we say that Kolat Tairis, Shinatsu Agaba, Vertame, because it's Tarti L'Reyesa. Number one, we have two strikes against us. Number one, Hame Tome Al Cheskosui, person going in his Tame. So you got to keep him with his Cheskos Tame if you're not sure if it went away. And number two, Rechoslof Nechatz, Chosin in front of you here also. Why don't we say the same thing? Uki Maman al Cheskosoi, meaning the person whose money it is, should be able to keep it. Avrei Chosr lefanecha, this guy is right now in front of you, Pasul le'edus. So al tzalti l'reisa, we should not accept. We should pasul le'edus l'mafreya. That's the kasha of the ketzos. In the sivis, and Sivkot and Tezayin, Tezvov, answers that here it's different. Because by Tairis, the two Chazokos are Chazokos HaMevareros. They're both Mevarer, the situation, and they're Mitztarif. They join together to clarify that the Chisaron happened before the Tairis dipped into the mikvah. You have his cheskes. You have his hamei tomei al cheskasoi. One bearer. He was tomei before. So there's no reason to believe he's not tomei now. Let's keep him tomei now. And right chosel fenech is also mevar. It's chosel fenech. Let's say it was chosel before when he went in. And mashenkein cheskes mamen is not a chazaka mevareres. Cheskes Maman is not mevarer the suffix. We just can't take money away from somebody if he's a Cheskes Maman without any raya, without any svara, without any valid reason. We can't take it away from him. But it's not mevarer. So you see that the Nesivus holds, and he corroborates his words with that of the Kuntres HaSvekas at the end of the Sefer of the Ketzos, who also writes this. The Nesivus holds that Cheskes Maman is not a psak in the suffix like Chazaka de Meikara. When it comes to Cheskes Tairot, Cheskes Tume, that's a psak. It's saying that he's got a Chazaka, we paskin that he's Tame. It's not what Cheskes Maman is. Cheskes Maman is not a psak in the suffix like Chazaka de Meikara is, but rather, we don't take money away from somebody in the suffix. Why not? Because we have a svara. The koiv lekeiva ozil lebei asya. The one who something hurts him, he's the one who goes to the doctor, in other words. And motzi mecharel v'ray, you want this guy's money, you think it's yours, you claim it's yours. So you got to prove it. But it's not pshat that we're paskining that the moment is really his. So he's learning that only when it comes to chazaka de meikara, that's a psak. But when it comes to Cheskes Mammon, that's not a psak. That's just can't take it away without any proof to the contrary. However, the Ktsois is Lashitaso. He explains later on. Simen Reish Peis Yiv Kotten Beis. Shemashal Ochim B'mammon Acha Haroi. Ela Hochim Boser Cheskes Mammon. Even though normally we say Ruba Chazaka Ruba Odif, when it comes to Cheskes Mammon, we don't go B'mammon Acha Haroi. It's because a Cheskes Mammon is better than all the other Chazakas. Because by Kol Chazaka D'mei Kora Ein Kan Achshav Chazaka. When it comes to other chazakas, the meikara, there's no chazaka. Because that's exactly the suffix. Ulai kvar yotza mechazkaso arishayna. For kol ha-chazaka hu meikara. So, the reason we say rubim chazaka rubim odif is because when you deal with the chazaka, the meikara, so we know that it was like that in the past, but we don't know what it's like now. Hashem came when it comes to cheskes mammon. The chazak is now the moment is tachas yada. So you see the ktsos holds that a cheskes mammon is a chazak a gemura a koho chazak a demeikor. The adrabo, it's better than a chazak a demeikor. The zohar demeikor is going based on the past, and this is the present. He has the moment now, so mamela you say it's his, and therefore the ktsos asks his kasha, why don't we say tarati l'reisa? The mitzarev, the cheskes mammon, the arei pasul lefanecha. Just like we do by chazaka demeikar, because he can compare the two. Just like by chazaka demeikar, by mikveh, he holds that your mitzarev, the tarti lereis is. So too here by cheskes mammon, because he holds they're in the same category. Cheskes mammon is even stronger. So therefore, you have Tarti L'Reisa against the guy trying to take out the money. This guy's got the Cheskes mammon. So say that the Eidus wasn't a good Eidus. Because Ukim mammon al Cheskas over Chasu L'Fanecha, you have the Cheskes mammon, which is very stark. And you also have that the guy's an Eid Puzzle. You have Tarti L'Reisa. So you should be able to keep the money. We shouldn't say that the Eidus is good to Mafreya. If this guy became puzzle, if we know he was puzzle afterwards, we should say he was puzzle at the time. So we mikan, she have a note, show note. B'din cheskes mammon. According to the Sivas, pshat cheskes mammon is that it's not a chazaka mevareres. You just can't take away anyone's money without a proof to the contrary. And therefore, since it's not a chazaka mevareres, we don't say that the tarati l'reis is going to work. Because he's a cheskes mammon. It's not a real cheskes. It's not a strong chazaka. Because the whole idea of cheskes mammon is not a really chazaka. It's just you get to keep it until the other guy proves otherwise. But it's not such a strong chazaka. Mashen came when it comes to chazaka to meikara. That's a real chazaka. By chazaka to meikara, we can say it's tarti l'reisa. But this is not a chazaka mevarim. We just can't take it away from the muchzak without a raya. Mitam svaro mikra. So the mela makes sense because she'ed be'based it, and then afterwards Adam came and said he was over naver. We don't know why. We're mamanim b'cheskes kashrus, and we say hashtu b'dinifso, ve'ed l'she'ed k'shela. And it's even then in mikvah shenim that shenim possible that you have to tie through the reisa, because this can't be compared to that case. This case of cheskes mammon isn't like a real chazaka; it's just that you need proof to the contrary. when it comes to the other case of the Mikvah Shinah and the Chatzar, these two Chazakas, the Chazakas and Mavaros, and I'm Mitzdarif to say that it was Nechzer Mikoidim. As you have a Chazaka that it's Chatzar Lefanecha, that's number one, is Mavar that it was Chatzar Mikoidim. And then in addition, you have that the person had a Chazaka to make Kara going in, that he was Tameh. These are Chazakas HaMavaros. Hashenkein Cheskes Mam, it's not a Chazaka Mavaros. You just can't take away money from the guy without a rag. It's not a Chazaka Mavaros. And therefore, since it's not a chazaka that clarifies the truth, you just need a proof to the contrary. There's a different type of chazaka. Not a psak. And since it's a different type of chazaka, here we can say that we don't say Tanya the Reisa. We don't say that Uki Mimon al Cheskaso Nari Chaser Lefanecha. We don't say let the guy keep his money because he has a chazaka to make car that was his money, and also we have in front of us that these Eidim are Eidim Sulim. So if they say they're Eidim Sulim also before, and he can't keep the money. No. We say that we believe the Eidim would take the money away from him because we're dealing with a weaker type of chazaka here. Because Cheskes Mammon is not a Chazaka Mavar. And if we don't say Uki Mammon al Cheskasa, Barai Chasu Lefanecha. Because this Uki Mammon al Cheskasa is not a Chazaka Mavar. Doesn't tell us that the Mammon is still his. It just says you need a proof to the contrary. And here we have a proof to the contrary. We have Eidim. We don't know when they came. It doesn't bother us so much. Hashem came when it comes to the other case, the case of Mikvah Shinah Din Misa Chaser, there it's a different vort, according to the Nesivos. There, we're dealing with a real Chazaka. Chazaka Mavar. The fact that right now it's Chaser, that's Mavar that it was Chaser before. And the fact that when he went in, he had a Cheskes Tumah, that's Mavar that he's a Cheskes Tumah now, so you could be Mitzarif these two Beirurim. By again, Chazaka the Cheskes Mammon, it's not a Cheskes Beirur. So in the middle, we don't let him keep the money. We say that when the Eidim only became Pesel afterwards. Hashem came into the Ksos holds, no. That Cheskes Mammon is also a Chazaka Mevareres. And therefore it's Mevareres. So why don't we say, you have Tarti the Reis, that you should be able to keep the money against the Eidim. Because he had a Cheskes Mammon before, and the Eidim are Chaser Lefanecha. So just like your mitzarif and chazaka de meikara of tuma with harei chasal of necha, you have the mitzarif the chazaka de meikara of cheskes mamon with harei chasal of necha. They don't know aridim sulin. That's the ktsos, and so it's the ktsos in simitzari alusiv kon yud and shmeitz al perichot dalit. So medivrei rishonim would appear that a cheskes mamon is like the ktsos says that it's a chazaka gemura and it's not just bring me a proof to the contrary. Rashi in Ksubas Daf Ayin Hem Beis writes, "Afilu Mokam Shein Cheskes Mammon Amedes Nekor Lakchisha." Here in the Cheskes Mammon that sends again to be Makchisha. So you see that Cheskes Mammon has a psak din shel chazaka. It's Makchish the Cheskes Haguf. Fisha Mavur Hashem Basugi. Psak din. According to the Ksubas, not a psak din. It's just don't touch it unless you have a proof otherwise. No, I just seem to say it's a psak din. Chen Lahedi B'Shut HaMarik. Simenayin Beis, he writes that we learn Cheskes Mammon from Negayim. And Negayim is a psak din of Chazak de Meikara, right? That And if you see a nega, you can be metamed even when you walk outside, like we see in Ron Chulin, because you assume it stayed the same. Chazak the Meikara, so two chazkas mamon is the same thing. Chimiro midivrei Tumas Hadeshen. He asked, why don't we go Mamanach HaRoiv? But rather after chazkas mamon, Ruba Chazak or Ruba Adif. That's his kasha. Ruba Chazak or Ruba Adif. Now, if we say that a cheskus mamon isn't a psak shel chazak, it's just a svar of motzi mecharel avarai, the man de kovel lekeva adu bayasya. So what does that have to do with Ruba Chazak or Ruba Adif? Ruba Chazak or Ruba Adif? Is it only because of a psak shel chazak? From the fact that he asked this kasha, the Ruba Chazak or Ruba Adif, whenever we should go b'momen acharov against the chazaka, means that he's learning that this chazaka is a psak din shel chazaka. So the kitzur we see in Rashi, we see in the Marik, we see in the Tchumas Hadeshen, we see in the Ketzos, that the cheskus mamon is a psak din of chazaka. Where we have to understand, before the hedge of gemara reish perak shosh and agas apovet, that amotzi v'chol v'rayaz misfar dekod lekev ozul le'asya. You have a problem. Now, it's not really that the money belongs to you, but Yenim has a problem that you're holding on to the money, so he's got to prove that it's not yours. Not that we really assume that it's yours. We have to say, therefore, that it has both. That a cheskes mamon is a psak din shel chazaka kol hachazakas, like we see in the Rishayim. And there's also a svar, Moshe b'charol v'raya, the man d'koy v'lai kev, Moshe l'bay asya, like we see in the Gemara Bava Kami. And we see this mevur in the Tshuvis of Moreinu v'Rabeinu, Moreinu kol ha'goyla, Rabbi Kiv Eger, Chilagal, Sim Kuf Nam Dvov, says that it's both. Now we see in the Sugi of Tokfu Koin that a Cheskus Mammon is effective only for the Chay of Suffolk Mammon, but not for the Suffolk Isser that's Tully and not Suffolk. Cheskus Mammon is only effective for the Mammon aspect, but not for the Isser aspect that's Tully in the Mammon. Sha'arei. The suffix b'chor, we go after the cheskes mamon. You have a suffix b'chor, what do? You follow the cheskes mamon, and you assume it belongs to the bailin, not to the kohen. Nevertheless, it's also because of avodah misuffix. Because only got the suffix mamon, the psak of cheskes mamon is effective to say that it's not a b'chor. But the gabbai, the psak of iser gizav avod, of not sharing, not working with it, the psak of cheskes mamon is not effective. However, we have to understand. Chazak de meikara mahanya lachom ha'shetali b'safik. If you have a chazak de meikara, so that chazak de meikara is effective for anything that's totally in the safik, anything related to the safik. Bein lein iser, bein lein mamon can be word b'lichti too, like we've seen in a lot of places, in asach eter. We have to understand, maishtach cheskes mamon, that it's not going to be effective for the safik iser, that's totally in that safik. In other words, if it really belongs to me, the Bailin, then it's not the Kohen. So I should be able to do Giza Vavoida, just like by Mamonis we say it's mine. So by Giza Vavoida we should be able to say it's mine. He would say no. Mashna Cheskes Mamon. So the truth is that in the Tshuvas Bailin is Sivas to the Bailin Chem de Shleima, which is quoted in the Chem de Shlomo and Orechaim Simin Beis, he was conscious of this Kasha. And he proves from this Kishitato that what? That a Cheskes Mamon is not a Psak Din Shel Chazaka. It's only effective mitam, amoitzi mechaveiro, ol avaraya. Therefore, it's only good for the mamonis part, but not for the yisr part. We proved not like that. We proved that it's got both. It has both elements. The cheskes mamon, you're right, it's a midin amoitzi mechaveiro, ol avaraya, but it's also a psak din of chazok. So it should be effective for all areas, also for yisr, not only for mamon. Now the Ran writes in the Sugi of Tokfu Koin, said it also in the Shittim Kubetzis, there in Davov Amon Aleph. In Tim Silom the Tokfein Motzin Miyadai. If you said that Tokfu Koin, you let him keep it. Kaven de Besafik, Shneim Yoy Medes Kain, Afa Gav Le Gabay Mamen Hediyat Ein Motzin, Kol Chetzi V'Chetzi Shabam Rishus HaToyfes, Aval Rishus Gavoya, in Mekdishai, v'chol makom uchol misafik, kevin the besafik here in Medis. Lo lemeim lan tafu ben otzinosim yadai. V'kevan, she'eno memoinoi klal, v'shum dovar, he'ach, havu k'doshim mikochai. We see from the Ran that even on the tzaddik, Ishmael Gal the Chayfetz, did not belong to the person who's maxik the Chayfetz. Nevertheless, if we say Takfu Koin Mitzin Miyada, he has no schus mamen in the Chayfetz. Therefore, if he's makdish it, he's not even a Safik Hektish. Hektish definitely isn't Chal, because he doesn't have in the Chayfetz any schus mamen. That's because the schus mamen, the cheskus mamen, changes the etzem schias mamen of the gavra. So since we pass him through the cheskus mamen, that the mamen belongs to the musuk, the mela, the other person has no schus mamen, even on the tzad shekapish maya gavra, it belongs to him. Because he says that if we hold talk for koi matzim the other, so this person can be makdish the animal, even though maybe Kapish Maya Galer belongs to the coin. But it doesn't matter. Because Takfa coin might see in the Yado. And Memela, even though Kapish Maya Galer really belongs to the coin, since Moministic, it belongs to him because Takfa coin, if the coin tries to get it back, he can't. Motsim the Yado. Memela, Moministic, it's his and the Hekdesh works. We pass him through the Cheskus Mammon that the Mammon belongs to the Musuk. So Memela, the other person has no Eschus Mammon. Even though God knows that it belongs to the other guy, it belongs to the coin. That if you hold tuck for coin, that if you hold tak for coin. Ein motzi noisim yadoi. Amai, why nichnasim? Why did the sveikus? We're talking here that these sheep that you are pulled to them suffik pitrei chamol biyad Yisrael, they can go into the pen with the other goats, and you can take meiser off them. Mafresh Meiser Behema. One second, if you hold talk for coin, anyone might see the other, the coin can keep it. So Ma Pitom, why do they go into the deer, the Sasim Shar Behemas? The coin is at Sad Zechia. And one of them comes out, the Asiri, and it becomes Meiser. So this Yisrael is Potter Ramona Michi of Meiser, Monoshal coin. Because he's Mafresh Behema. That it's Suffolk Mammon Koin the Meiser, Al Sharbe Moisav, it might be Mammon Koin. And why might it be Mammon Koin? Because Tafu Koin Ein Motzi Noisim Yada. He let the coin keep it, because it might be his, because he was Poda. Suffolk Pitre Chamor. Because somebody has a suffik pitre petre chamor, he has to be mafresh his seh to be mafkia the yisur, but he doesn't have to give the seh to the kohen misafik. Why not? Because amatz mechaber lo v'raya. So this guy, this Yisrael, puts the seh on the deer to take meiser, and Kogmar asks, if you hold tak for coin and mitzim yada, that the coin's allowed to keep it, because he says, hey, it might be mine. So why nechnasim? Why did this fake is going to the deal of sasir? He's patering money with shel coin. He's patering his money with the moment of the coin, because it's the moment of the coin, because tak for coin and mitzim yada, yada. So what do we see from here? We see that according to the mandam, tak for coin mitzim yada, he's not patering his money with the moment of the coin. Why not? Maybe it really belongs to the coin. The answer is, it doesn't matter. Because he has a schus moment in this animal. So it's really his. Even inside the Kapish Maya Gal, but it is Pitam Petachamor. It doesn't matter. Because the Cheskis Mammon changes the Zechias Mammon to belong to the Muxak. You know Kapish Maya Gal, God knows that it belongs to the coin. It doesn't matter if we hold tafel coin and motzi miyado. If we hold the tafel coin and we take it away from him, that means that it's absolutely Yisrael's. So we don't care what the objective reality is. We care that he's a cheskes mammon. What's the cheskes mammon? So it's not a problem that he's using this for ma'aser v'ein. Ma'achpat lanu. It's his. Doesn't matter what kapi shmaya gali. So we've proven that when it comes to cheskes mammon, the cheskes mammon is mishane. The etzem is chias mammon shel agavri. Once we pass gan ide cheskes mammon, the mammon belongs to the musuk. So the other guy's got no English from Schuyot. Val, because I can make car, it's not so. Why not? Because we see in the Tesefta and Tyres, Perik Vov, Braisa, hey, Shnei Shvilin, you have two paths. No. Robert Frost would say that he took the path that other people haven't taken. And he was better off for it. All right. It's not a time for poetry, especially when you're not married in poetry like I am. Kids, so you have these two paths. One is Tomei, one is Tar. B'halach b'rishin, v'nichnas v'hizah v'shana v'tol v'halach v'sheni v'nichnas v'chayiv. So he goes on to path one. One of them is Tomei, it's Tomei, this path. The other one is Tar. He went into path one, he did hazah, sprinkled, purified himself, goes in the base of Mikdash. Nachamol does the same thing. Halach b'sheni. He walks in the first one, goes in the base of Mikdash, purifies himself. Goes in the second one, walks in the base of Mikdash, and purifies himself. So, he's chayef for going to the base of Mikdash b'tumah. Now, when he walked in the first path, he was mutter to go to the base of Mikdash. Why? Because he's a cheskes tyre. He's allowed to go into the base of Mikdash. And then he purified himself, and now he goes in the second one. So also he's a cheskes tyre. So both times he's a cheskes tyre. What we do is, we say Memanavshach, one of the times he was tummy. Now one of the paths is tummy. And he went in before he purified himself. So therefore, I'm a tsar of the two cases, and we were a tummy. Now he's going to the base of Mikdash. He's chayv if he did. So what do we see from this? We see that a chazok of the meikoro doesn't change the etzem ha'isser. It's just a psak klape de gavro. It's just a psak vis-a-vis the person. They did a lot of file the chazaka. But it doesn't change the etzem iser. And therefore, yes, in theory, paskin the on each knisa there was a psak that it's mutter for the gavra to go in. But the etzem iser doesn't change. So we know he was over in iser, and maybe he's chayiv. So you see that the psak doesn't change the reality. You're probably passing each time in theory you could go in because to the base of Mikdash. Why can't you go into the base of Mikdash? Lamalo. You have a chazak to make her that you're tar when you went on this path. Yeah. But that doesn't change the reality that he was tummy. So we know that Kapishmaya Gala is tummy. So he's chayiv. Going to the base of Mikdash b'tumah. So why is it even in a cheskes mammon that it changed the actual metzias? That we don't care what Kapishmaya Gala is. If he has a cheskes mammon, it's his. Maishno chazok de meikara from cheskes mammon. The chazok de meikara ain't a chazok mishanis isam itzok klal. It's only a psak klapi the gavel. It's only a psak vis-a-vis the person. Whereas it comes to cheskes mammon, the chazok changed the etzim cheskes mammon shel agavel. So it appears follows. Says Marino Rabbeinu Rabbi Yavok, Fishani Medinoto. The din of cheskes mammon is midin chazok, and nevertheless it's fundamentally different then a chazaka de meikara, as they say in Brisk, even though Rabbi Abba wasn't in Brisk, he was a mirror, but chaluka me chazaka de meikara be'etzim yisoy gidu. Why? Because chazaka de meikara is a din behilchas sfekis, the chol ha'tero kula. And when there's a suffix, hishtanus, ma'amidin osa chazkas v'amidin shalom hishtansi. But chazaka de meikara is a din behilchas sfekis. That if there's a suffix, if it changed, we're ma'amid al chazkasa, and we say that it didn't change. But cheskes mammon is not like that. Cheskes mammon is not a psak mitzad hilchas sfekis. We don't find behilchas sfekis of kol ha'Torah kula k'ein cheskes mammon. Rather, it's a psak mitzad hilchas mammon. That if mammon is cheskasa, we have a suffik, if the mammon is his or not, we're mammon the mammon cheskasa. Shem chazaka meikara, like an ish, b'suffik in his garsha, l'n his garsha. We Ramamir Rav Chetzke says she wasn't misgarish. There it's pashut. Now we said halvas aishes ish. That there's a din of there's a safik gerishim Ramamir Rav Chetzke. No, it's a psak of kol haTorah kula that besafik ishtanus ma'amidim as a davar al cheskasa. Umel shegam al safik ishtanus al gerishim shel gerishim ma'amidim as a cheskasa. So we have a din. And then we have a din of kol haTorah kula. In kol haTorah kula, we say that we paskin that it didn't change. We're mamin and it's a chazaka, we establish it in its presumption, and we say that nothing changed. Because mom's not like that. It's not a psak mehov svekas, then we can suffix it didn't change. I don't know. It's psak mehov mamin. We have a din in a mamin is stick a din that if it's yours, we assume that it's yours. Now that we have a din in hov svekas that if we're misupik, if it's yours, so when we have a zas suffix, so we say that since it was yours before, it remains yours. It's not a din in tzveikas. It's din in a din in mamonis. And when the person has money, you assume that it's his. And that applies even if there's a suffix there. It's a din in mamonis. But it's not a din in yisurim, like an eshes ish, right? Through a suffix nizgarish. You don't say mitzad eshes ish, there's a suffix gerish and she's still mad. Mechites. It's a din in kol haTorah kula. If you have a suffix, you remain under the previous assumption. Apizem is boy. My cheskes mamon isn't effective for safek yisur. And since cheskes mamon is not a psak b'chas fake, it's a psak dafk in the mamon. It's a psak in the mamon. As love eich zel zel li b'sfekot. Ze b'chal lo mashpia, ze lo mashlich al ha-safek. B'yisur, al ha-safek yisur, ze lo mashlich. It doesn't impact the safek yisur. Because it's only a psak in the mamon. That's why Cheskes Mammon is effective. Even Bofin Shkapik Shema Yigal, that it's not so. Because the Cheskes Mammon is a psak on the Etzem Mammon. And therefore, since we're paskining on the Etzem Mammon that belongs to Ploni Almoni, so it's really his. And therefore, the other guy doesn't have any Zechi in this Mammon. It's all his. Mashenkin B'shal Chazokis Shem Rak Psak B'hil Chesvekis. That's only effective klapi the gavra. We have a suffix, so we tell the guy, listen, we don't really know what the reality is. We don't know what objective reality is, but you could stay with the suffix. That's what you do. But if we know klapi shmai gav, if we know objectively it's different, then all right, then that changes the situation. So when it comes to mammon, we don't care what objective reality is, because the second we paskin that it's his, Medine Cheskes Mammon, that means that it's really his. Because Medine Mammon is, that makes the Mammon his, because it's a special din in Mammon. And if we're not sure it belongs to the person holding on to it. It really belongs to him. And that is objective reality. When it comes to other sveikas, comes to the Gisulim, we tell a person to be knowing the Chazak to make it doesn't change the absolute reality. If absolute reality is different, then we follow the absolute reality. And that's the case when it comes to the Shnei Shvilim. The Nesivis cited in the Chedesh Shleime, the Chelik Evan Ezer and Sin Chof Dalit Siv Koton Tes Vov, asks, how does Rav hold Hochem Mamon Achel Roiv? Why don't we say as follows? Smoch Miyuta Lecheskes Mamon Vislei Ruba. Why don't we say the following? If there's a Rov, there's also a Miyut. So against the Rov, you have a Miyut and then you have a Cheskes Mamon. So how do we say Hochem Mamon according to Rav? So from this, the Nesivis proves because she does it. Cheskes Mammon is not a psak shel chazaka. It's a svar. What's the melech averel v'raya? And therefore, you're right. That he has a miur and a cheskes mammon against the rov, but it doesn't matter. Because he says, the Nesivis is l'shita, so that Cheskes Mammon is not a psak shel chazaka. It's just a svar. What's the chayal of harayu? It's not an actual psak of chazaka, and therefore the rov beats it. We prove in the Rishonim not like that. Cheskes Mammon is a shel chazaka gemure. So how then does the rav hold Hochem Mammon achar rov? Why don't we say smuch miyuto? The miyut what? The miut of that belongs to the guy. The other guy is a rov. The other guy is trying to take it away from him is a rov. But he has a miut. That's his. And he also has a cheskes mamon, visur le'ruva. And that impedes the rov and impinges on the rov. Let him keep it. Do akushia. Al lefi dvareinu, achem mevinim etev. Lama? Because the geder of smrich mi'uto lechazoko visur le'ruva is that the chazoko is mechazik the tzad shel miut, and therefore there's an reyusa, there's an impediment to the roiv. But that's all shayich only b'chazaka de meikor, which is a psak b'hilchas sveikis. We're dealing with chazaka de meikor, which is a psak in hilchas sveikis. There we can say that the chazaka is mechazik the tzad shel hamiut, shu echod mitzdodei asofik. So that's all shayich b'chazaka d'mei korah, which is a psak in hilchas sveikis. And there we can say that the chazaka is mechazik the tzad of the miut, which is one of its tzadei asofik, the two tzadim asofik. This is the tzad asofik of the roi, the tzad asofik of the miut. So from mitzayach the tzad asofik of the miut together with the din chazaka, which is din hilchas sveikis, and that should beat the rov. That should make a reis on the rov. However, when it comes to cheskes mamon, not a psak b'chus fake, it's a psak in the moment. And therefore we can't be mechazik the tzad sofik of the mute with the cheskes mamon, because the cheskes mamon is not a psak in the etzem asofik. And if we can't say it's smuch mitul chazaka, we say ruba, because the two can't combine. Because the chazaka is a psak in the mamonis, and the mute is a psak in the sofik, the tzad in the sofik. So that can't beat the roiv. It can only beat the rov when it comes to Chazak de Meikar, where the Chazak de Meikar is a din in Hilchas Sveikis and the Miut is a din in Hilchas Sveikis. That could be the rov. Beat the rov when you have this suffix. But when there are two different types of, when you have a tzad suffix shalom miut, that relates to the suffix. The Cheskes Mamon doesn't relate to the suffix, it relates to the Mamon. So that's not mitztarif to make a reisa on the rov. Based on these, we can answer the kasha of the ketzos. That beheidu olav shehu rosha, they're made on a certain witness that he is a rosha. Why don't we say tarti l'reisa? What's the tarti l'reisa? There's a cheskes mamon and harei rosha lefanecha. Let the other guy keep it. Why then does the rivosh say no? We say that he became a rosha after the Eidus, and Meir's Eidus is a good Eidus, it can be Motzi Mamon. And that's because the Indian of Tarti L'Reisa is only Shayach, where the two Chazokas are Psak on the Sofik, Mikvah Shinimda V'Nimtza Choser. You have a Chazok the Meikaro of this person's Tomu, you have a Choser Lefonecha on the Mikvah. They are both a Psak, B'Hulcha Sveikas, Lifsoikas, Etzem and Sofik. Ma Shein Kein. Kan, b'chizkat mamon, v'arei rasha lefanecha, she'achizkas mamon, he psak al mamon, v'lo al etzem asofik. Chizkas mamon, v'arei rasha lefanecha, chizkas mamon, v'arei rasha lefanecha, because mamon is psak in the mamon. Not a psak, it doesn't decide the sofik. It tells you about the mamon, who the mamon belongs to. But it's not a psak in the sofik. And not in the moment. They're not mitztarif. And therefore, here you can't say tarati l'reisa. So the ketzos is, why don't we say tarati l'reisa? The answer is, you can't be mitztarif to two reisas. Because one's a psak in the moment. The other one's a psak in the etzem asofik. Earlier on, we asked the kasha, not that we pass him like Shmuel, they know of a moment after the roiv. Rather, you go after the Cheskes Mamre. Maishna Meisurim. We say Ruv Chazaka Ruv Adif. So by Mamre also, we say Ruv Chazaka Ruv Adif. So based on what we said, it's very good. Because that, the Ruv Chazaka Ruv Adif is Mishumai. Why do we say Ruv Chazaka Ruv Adif? It's because the Chazaka is a Psad Mitzad Halchus Sfeikus. And the Safek causes that we should go after the Chazaka. That the Makom Safek, the Torah says, your mamin al cheskasai. But if you have a ruba v'chazaka, the roi gover al chazaka, why? Because the rov, this is very important, you said, is poil on the suffix, that the suffix won't cause a psak shel chazaka. And therefore, we don't go follow the chazaka, we follow the rov. The roiv is poil on the suffix, that the suffix will not cause a psak shel chazaka. Now you can't say the opposite. You can't say that the chazaka is poil on the suffix, that there'll be no din roiv. Because roiv isn't a psak misad hal hasfekas, because you say ruba kakula, which has nothing to do with sfekas. So if the rov takes it out of the category of being a suffix, so that's all shayich b'chazaka l'shem psak mitzad l'chasfekes. That the rov can beat the chazaka. M'sheken b'cheskes mamen, which isn't psak mitzad l'chasfekes, it's psak mitzad l'chasmamen. There you can't say the cloud of ruv b'chazaka, ruv b'adif. Because what does Rov do? Rov tells you, no, there's no, I'm understanding. Rov tells you, Rov tells you, there's no suffix here. Chazak is a psak of sveikis. And the Rov tells you, there's no suffix, you have a Rov. And I'm al-dabir. That's when it comes to a regular case. Ruv chazak ruv adif. Because the Rov says, it's not a suffix that you should follow a chazak. When it comes to mominis, and Shmuel holds ain't olcha mamen achar rov. You go after the cheskes mamen. Why? Because you can't say the rov tells you there's no suffik here, and therefore the mamen can't belong to him. You can't pask in the suffik al mitzad chazaka, because saying the money belongs to him isn't a psak al pi chazaka. A chazaka that's machriya the suffik, but rather it's a chazaka mitzad olchus mamen. A rov says there's no chazaka that's going to be machriya the suffix, because the rov already decided it. But when it comes to mamen, the mamen, when you have a cheskes mamen, you're not machriya the suffix. The cheskes mamen is not machriya the suffix. But the rov should say there is no suffix. But rather it's a din in hilchos mamen, that the mamen belongs to the person who has the chazaka. And therefore Shmuel says, enoch mamen acharov, you go after the cheskes mamen. Because the mamon can tell you not to be mistapik so you don't follow the chazaka. When the chazaka is machriya the suffik, but a rov can't be misnaged to a cheskes mamon, which isn't machriya the suffik, and say there's no suffik here, because when it comes to cheskes mamon, according to Shmuel, it's bechlal not machriya the suffik. It's a din mitzad hilchos mamon, not mitzad din misfekes. Mitzad hilchos mamon it is. So this was mamish a tour de force in dinei chazakas and sfekes. And obviously, there's a, just not one velt, 83,000 velts to say, more to say. And I just ask that you stay tuned in Eretz Hashem when in our Shi'urim and Cheska Sabbatim, we've already discussed much in the past. B'si'at d'shmaya hodu l'Hashem ki toiv ki l'olam chazdo. Hopefully, in the future as well, we will be mamik in this topic that is just never ending, mamish never ending. Baruch Hashem. Hodu l'Hashem ki toiv ki l'olam chazdo. We're going to be busy for eternity. We have a lot to do. Thank you so much for listening. And I throw a prayer to Shemayim. And I should be zocha to continue. And you should be zocha. You should all have health and happiness. And financial capacity to continue learning. Luma v'lamik. Lishmo v'lasis. L'kayim is called Dibrei Sama Torasa v'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom. Sweetest and most beloved.